So I came to New Zealand in 2000, and prior to that, I was working as an English teacher in London, and an Australian friend of mine offered me a job in Sydney for a year. So I got my Australian working visa, thinking I'm 29, I've still got another year, I can do the New Zealand two-year working visa after that. So I got the one-year visa and went to Sydney, and there was an English language school in Manly on Sydney's northern beaches, and prior to that, at that time in my life, the idea of a call to the wild was a three-day bender in South London. I got to Sydney, and everybody surfed. The teachers surfed, the students surfed. So I learned to surf. And after 6 months, I was pretty buff. You know, I'd broken two ribs and been punched in the face by a 12-year-old for poor line etiquette on the lineup, and ruined my lumber five for life. But I was fit, so I went back to London to collect my girlfriend, and said, you know, get a visa, we'll go back to Sydney. So when we got back to Sydney, I thought, I'm going to show her what a great surfer I am. So we took her to the beach and thought, this is my call to the world, you know, and paddled out into the waves, and I was back in about 3 minutes, covered in blue bottle, and my arm had blistered and bled, and I was covered in, you know, blisters and blooded. I think it took about 2 years for the scarring to heal. And she then had to spend 10 hours watching me writhe around on a bed with swollen armpits, swollen glands, heart pounding, you know, not good. So I kind of freaked her out immediately. So I thought, well, what can I do, you know, to get her, you know, wild thing on, you know? So I thought, we'll go to Pittwater, which is, there's a beautiful, if you go up, you've got DY, Curl, Avalon, and inside, all great surfing beaches, and inside that there's a lagoon called Pittwater, and there's a YHA there, where for $15 a night you can camp, and it's just awesome, great countryside. You know, the possums come down, and you can feed them, you don't kill them there. The parrots share your breakfast in the morning on the deck, and wallabies hop around your tent. You know, it's great. So then in the morning, we got the kayak, double kayak, dropped it in the water, and I thought, I'm going to take her out, you know, a bit more off-road. And the kayak would only go to the left. So we paddled clockwise around Pittwater for the day. And the first beach we came to, there was a kind of creek and a gully, and I thought, we'll go up there and we'll get a view of the rainforest. It'd be great. And about 2 minutes up the creek, I heard this kind of, which is my wife's call to the wild. And what had happened was she'd looked down and seen multicolored leeches crawling through the lace holes in her boots. So I thought, well, we'll retreat from there. Got her out of there, you know, got the leeches sorted, jumped in the kayak, off to the next beach, to the left. Got to that beach, and we thought, we'll have sandwiches here, because we'd packed little sandwiches. So we stood about yay far apart, and all of a sudden there's a flash, and she's going, sandwich is gone. And I thought, she can't handle anything. What's going on? And then down to the left, we look, there's a kookaburra, carefully peeling the sandwich apart, taking the cheese, and then it buggers off. So I thought, right, that's it for the day. That's enough, you know, that's enough call to the wild. So we got back in the kayak, and by this time, and this is the first time she's heard this tonight, because I was blaming her the whole way, there's a rudder at the back of the kayak that I'm supposed to be controlling with my feet. So having mastered the kayak, got back to the YHA, next day we'll go into the Kurangai Chase National Park, and we'll find the waterfalls and the gullies, you know, and it was beautiful, you know, there's like thousand millennia of water has carved out these beautiful waterfalls, and there's these little swimming pools, you know, and you can get in them, and it's great. And we set out our picnic, and I was down to my underpants in these kind of little gullies, you know, we had like a picnic lunch and stuff. It's beautiful, really, really nice, you know, finally getting our call of the wild, and she's loving every minute of it. And even when the 5 foot long goanna monitor lizard came through the hedge, we didn't completely freak out because it had a gammy back leg. So, you know, it's like, ha, what are you going to do, you know? And it was big, you know, and quite scary. And I knew this about monitor lizards, that if they bite you, they're not poisonous, but the bite can go septic. So we kept a good distance, but we got the little camera out, and we're trying to get pictures of the, the goanna, you know. But then it started to show more interest in us than we were kind of prepared to deal with, and it started to follow us about a bit, you know. So I thought, well, you know, it's got a gammy leg, it can't do us any real harm. So what I did was, to get it away from us, I sort of, you know, attracted it into the river, you know, into the stream, by running into the stream. And that's my version. She'll probably tell you I ran off up the stream and abandoned her, but that's not it, you know. I was taking one for the team, you know. So this goanna, and I didn't know this about goannas, but when they get into the water, their arms and legs fold down by their side, and they just become this kind of, they move like lightning, way faster through the water, even if they've got a gammy leg. And the only thing I'd, the only thing I managed to rescue from the picnic was a packet of savoury biscuits. So you can picture this, so I'm standing there trying to scare it away by throwing savoury biscuits at it. And I didn't know this about monitor lizards either, is that when they're scared, they try and run up the nearest thing, even if it's you. But I wasn't standing still. I was running around in my underpants, throwing biscuits at it, right? And the whole time I could hear this, only this time it was me. Thank you very much.